be here for moral support, or are you good?
I think I can handle it.
I think you can too. I'm a little scared of what
you're
doing.
Well, I even get more nervous. But
I just expect you to tell me that I need to eat better.
And, avoid people from East Africa.
Yeah.
Is it West Africa or whichever?
I've been doing that for years.
Or any care nurse.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, we thought we'd talk to you and find out what's new and exciting here in the rehab unit. You've been in here, I guess, for what, 6-9 months, something like that, in charge here.
Right. I've really enjoyed my time being the medical director of the rehab. I learned a lot about our rehab facility, what we have to offer, the qualifications that we have for accepting patients to the rehab, and what it provides to the community. I've grown an appreciation for that.
Mm-hmm. Have you made changes here? Have you doing things any different than maybe were happening before you got here?
I think the program is quite similar. I think some of the things that being here that has changed is that we're able to take care of medical problems a little bit better here than we used to. I think that's a big change. I think we've grown a real camaraderie in our group of staff, and I think it's a really good team. So I think those things improve over time.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the services that are offered here and what is provided to the public.
So this is a inpatient rehabilitation program. We're separate from the outpatient program, which is the HealthPlex. But our inpatient program accepts patients that need 3 hours of therapy at least 5 to 7 days a week. And these are our biggest group of patients are stroke patients and trauma patients, especially hip fractures. So that's we provide physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy if a patient has had a stroke that has affected their speech. We accept other neurologic problems that can occur. We also will take some patients that have debility if they're really weak from being hospitalized. Those patients that could do the therapy Our main qualifications, what we really want is to have a patient that desires to go home when they're done with our program. Mm-hmm. That's really an important part of inpatient rehabilitation, is that it's our desires for those patients to go home. We'll occasionally accept some patients that are severe, that have had severe strokes, and during our rehab stay, we realize that their deficits are so severe that they're probably not going to be able to go home, and they'll end up going to the nursing home. We don't exclude those patients, but we really, our desire is to try to get the patients home at the time of discharge.
So really, this is intended to be kind of a short-term place for somebody to be here.
Right. It's a recovery from those, you know, devastating injuries or strokes that, you know, the best chance of recovery after that is the first couple of weeks where you can achieve the most gains. Mm-hmm. So that's a really important factor that we look at.
So you want people to get back to their home, but on the other hand, you're not going to rush things up, or, you know, you're going to make sure that person, I've actually experienced this here, where, you know, they seem to be very careful about making sure that the person is ready to go back home.
Right.
And it's not too early.
Right. And you know, we're able to keep patients a little bit longer than, you know, than a inpatient hospital stay. We're able to keep them from 10 days to 4 weeks. So the patients that are more severe at the onset, they're able to stay longer to achieve, you know, our goals. If we're not, you know, our other thing, and like I would hope most facilities have, is what we call a safe discharge plan, meaning that if a patient has reached the end of their days, whether it's, you know, an insurance related thing, a Medicare related thing, that the patient is safe to go where they're going at the time of discharge. And you know, we have to make sure when the patient's going home that they're safe to go home. Mm-hmm. That if they have some needs, that those needs are going to be fulfilled, you know, by caregivers and family, or if there's arrangements that need to be made to get some aid services, that those needs are fulfilled and the patient is going to go home to a safe environment.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the staff here, well, different roles that people play in the, you know, the jobs that you have here.
We have physical therapists that provide the therapy for the patient, and that's, you know, that's probably the biggest part, is to get those patients stronger and do exercises that help. We have occupational therapy that works like a physical therapist that helps them with the jobs that we have to do for our life, cleaning, bathing, eating, dressing, and undressing. And so the occupational therapist helps with that. We have 24-hour nursing, and so we're an inpatient medical facility. So we have 24-hour nursing. We have a nurse that is taking care of the patients around the clock. That nurse reports to me, and I'm on call 24/7 to help if there are problems. Mm-hmm. We have speech therapy, if the patient needs speech therapy to help. We have aid services, which are the aides that help help the nurses take care of the patients, and that's, you know, typically part of a hospital stay. And then we have our support staff, we have marketing, and our director. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our group.
It's something, I guess, rehab and this unit is something that you've always been very interested in, and as you've practiced in your medical practice here.
Right, it has. It's you know, I have an outpatient practice of medicine. I have an inpatient practice where I take care of patients at the hospital, and I have this rehab practice where it's always been available to me, to my patients, but now I'm actually, as a director, you know, taking a more active role in the care, and it's been a great experience for me.
Mm-hmm. Are the patients that are here, are their opinions sought as to, you know, how their experience was, and, you know, and that sort of thing?
Yes, it is, and it's very highly rated. Our customer satisfaction is, you know, very high. We do have occasional cases where, you know, the patient's strokes are so severe that it's, you know, that we really wish we could have gotten them to a better point, but they're not quite there. And I think that kind of hurts our satisfaction, but I think for the most part, these patients are still very pleased with their care and their accomplishments in rehab.
What else can we tell people about the unit here that's important to you?
I think the major thing is that patients that go out of town for surgeries, if they break their hip and we don't happen to have orthopedic services available and they're transferred out, if a patient has a stroke and they're transferred out, that we have this rehab facility here that will provide very much the same that other rehab facilities will provide. We have all the same things. The problem is it's a fairly long rehab course. I mean, it's a, you know, you're talking 10 days to 3 weeks to 4 weeks in a hospital, and the loved ones are traveling back and forth to the city when they can be here in Silver Springs and accomplish the same thing. You know, there's a competition for these certain patients, and you know, we really want to keep these patients here locally. What it does is, in these patients that are perfect for our services, it allows us to accept more patients because we're limited in how many debility patients we can take.
Is this a relatively new service for the hospital? Has it been around a long time?
It's been around a long time. Mm-hmm. We've had it for, I'm not exactly sure, but it's been probably at least 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know, it's provided services. It's actually an award-winning program. They've won awards throughout the years for customer satisfaction and quality. So it's a very good program that we have locally.
Mm-hmm. And you want people to know about it, and, you know, and if it fits into their needs to, you know, come here, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, that's why I'm talking to you, is because I think if the word is out and the patients have that opportunity to be here locally when they are forced to do their rehab somewhere else, the experience will be good, and the recovery will be similar to if they went to an out-of-town rehab facility.
Very good. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.